Measure M this fall seeks to block any genetically modified plants on Sonoma County farms. But regardless of how that issue is decided, a new related battle is already beginning to take precedence, one that centers on the exploding use of the herbicide Roundup and its active ingredient.
The use of it has risen dramatically, up to 300 million pounds per year now, as a result of the introduction of all of these genetically engineered Roundup-ready crops. Monsanto has genetically engineered corn, soybeans, cotton, canola, and other crops to withstand glyphosate.
That's Bill Fries, science policy advisor for the Center for Food Safety. He's worried that glyphosate isn't just staying in the fields.
We find it in the atmosphere, in rainfall, in surface waters. One of the big concerns is residues in food. When you spray glyphosate on food crops, some of it is retained on the crop itself, so that's a big source of our exposure. Glyphosate is registered for use on over 100 food crops.
And that, says Fries, is now being seen as a mounting threat to consumers of those foods.
There's a lot of concern about the human health impacts of glyphosate, particularly since 2015, when the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, the world's leading authority on carcinogens, determined that glyphosate was probably carcinogenic to human beings.
Tom Finley is a Sebastopol resident who led the 2012 campaign for Proposition 37 to require labeling of GMO foods in California. With millions in food industry money opposed, that measure was narrowly defeated. 4 years later, Finley sees the battleground shifting.
I actually think a more powerful long-term measure would be to ban glyphosate. There's probably other chemicals we should be eliminating as well, but when you look at Roundup as being by far the most widely used weed killer in the country, it's a really good place to start. I do think we need a concerted local and national and global effort to ban glyphosate. We need more testing, but what we do know already is that the World Health Organization calls glyphosate a probable human carcinogen. That's where the story could start and end.
Filmmaker Ed Brown is out to encourage that. The man behind the alarming 2013 documentary Unacceptable Levels is now wrapping up his next project titled A New Resistance.
This is about our resistance as human beings and trying to stand up and really take a big stand against something that, in my opinion, is one of the biggest problems of our time.
Bill Fries from the Center for Food Safety leans towards steep reductions in the use of glyphosate and other similar chemicals over an outright ban. But he is also troubled by the Environmental Protection Agency's lack of testing to identify the risks involved in using or consuming glyphosate.
They have a really extensive testing program where they test for pesticide residues in food, but almost every year they've refused to test for glyphosate. I think only 1 year in soybeans did they test for glyphosate residues.
The results of a review currently underway are due to be made public next spring. Meanwhile, a coalition of European activists are mounting a tribunal in The Hague this weekend, at which Monsanto, maker of Roundup and other powerful chemicals, will face a court-like examination of its corporate behavior and responsibility. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.